tired. How do you think you got that way? Then the rabbi realized that obedience always has its own purpose, whether one understands it or not. Pray with me. Father, we seek to obey your word tonight. First, we need to hear it. Then we seek to understand it more clearly, both in its context and in what it speaks to us. And then we seek the power of your spirit and the commitment of our will to obey it. In Messiah Jesus' name, amen. This is a huge privilege for me to come out here on Sunday night to see all you folks here who want to come, as I said last week, to know Jesus better. I was moved. I was moved last week. You know, I don't know if I should tell you this or not, but before the service last week, I was in the men's room there, and people say things in men's rooms sometimes, you know, and I don't think they knew who I was, and the one guy standing there said to the other, you know, if he quits on time, we ought to be home by halftime. Well, I hope I got you to miss halftime, to be honest with you. It is a privilege to be here, and I was so moved by the worship, and this is just an amazing experience. I've been sharing it with my students in school. I didn't know about your church. I mean, I knew there was a Third Reform, but I'd never been here. It's just so moving to think of all these people who every week come to praise and bless God here or elsewhere, and God is alive and well. Let's go to our material. For next week, I'd like to have you do this reading. It's on the web, so I'll just run through it quickly. I don't have to repeat it. The one I'd like to have you note here, the first one I think was on already for this week, but not on bread alone, if you would read that one. And then for memory next time from Matthew 11. If you would read Micah 4 along with Matthew 11 when you memorize that, see if you can make the connection. I think Jesus was connecting the two, but it's not so obvious out of the context. So that will be next time, God willing. Tonight I'd like to speak to you under the topic of Tikkun Olam. Now, that doesn't mean anything yet. Tikkun means to fix. Olam means everything. To fix everything. We'll see how far we get. I have my doubts we'll get quite that far. Then we'll finish next time. That's okay. But that's the subject for tonight. Let's go back to the desert. Last week, in fact, the last 2 weeks, I took you to the desert. The first week, after some introduction, we looked at how God introduced the whole concept of Him being willing to shed blood for the sake of our sins. Salvation was planted in the desert. Last week, we looked at how the desert teaches us to be in the arms of God, one moment, one day at a time. This week, I'd like to show you that the desert is intimately connected with the Word of God. I showed you last time that the word to speak, the word desert, come from the same root, as if it's easier to hear God in the desert, or God speaks powerfully or strongly in the desert. We noted last time the deserts. There's the Sinai, the wilderness of Tzin, the Negev, and the Judah wilderness. Look at that last one, if you would. Just note where it is, right there along the Dead Sea, Jordan River Valley, that little narrow strip. That's where we'll go tonight. Here's the Rift Valley, if you can recognize the map of Israel. Jordan River runs from the Mount Hermon in the north into the Sea of Galilee. You can barely see that. And then the Sea of Galilee, out of the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea in that valley called the Rift Valley. Its whole length is way below sea level, from 700 feet below sea level at the Sea of Galilee to 1,430 or something like that when you get down to the Dead Sea. So it's all below sea level. The Judah Mountains are those mountains that you see the ridge. You can see a line on that map running from top to bottom, sort of a crooked line. Now, the Judah Wilderness is the slope of the Judah Mountains down into that Rift Valley. So it's very steep, very mountainous. It descends from the ridge down into the valley. Let me show you on a little bit closer up map so I can show you where we'll go tonight. The Dead Sea is here. The Judah Wilderness is here. The star on the left represents Jerusalem up on the ridge. I would like to look tonight, God willing, at the other two stars, the one here, which is Qumran, familiar with the Dead Sea Scrolls, I'm sure, and the one here, which I believe, scholars now believe, is Bethany beyond the Jordan. Not everybody is entirely convinced of that, but that seems to be mainstream. Bethany beyond the Jordan, which, if you read your scripture for tonight, you know is where John the Baptist was conducting his ministry. So let's go, first of all, to the Dead Sea. Incredible wilderness. Those of you that have been there know what I mean. It's so mountainous, incredibly